text, Hallmark Channel presents. An American flag flies over a small town with snow-topped brick buildings. A sign reads, Welcome to Dickens, Ohio, 1873. Title, A Dickens of a Holiday. A Timeless Pictures production. People in winter coats stroll a sidewalk decorated with garlands and ribbons. Workers uncover a sign that reads, 100th Annual Dickens Days. Christmas trees are set up in a square. A woman with long dark blonde hair wearing a cream-colored trench strides into the square with a big smile on her face and greets a gray-haired man with a clipboard.
How's it looking, Mary Givens?
Hey, Cassie. Everything is coming together perfectly. This time tomorrow, Dickens, Ohio becomes Victorian London.
It's going to be a wonderful week.
Well, it depends on your grand finale, doesn't it? Now, how are things looking over at the theater?
I'm going to say it. This is going to be the best version of A Christmas Carol this town has ever seen.
It's the 100th anniversary of our town's production of the play, Cassie. It has to be better than the best.
Well, technically, better than the best still makes it the best. Am I right?
He doesn't return her smile.
It will be.
Well, when you have a seasoned veteran like Ray Mueller playing Scrooge, it pretty well directs itself, right?
Well, not really. I mean, okay, so this one time when I was at NYU...
Oh, Harry!
The man waves and abandons Cassie.
I'll just be over here if you need me.
She watches workers mount big outdoor set paintings of snowy Victorian buildings.
Some of these flats are older than I am. What if we should touch up the edges a bit?
Hey, guys.
Oh, Matt, you read my mind. Thank you. You guys, your paint.
A man with a camera appears next to her.
Got it, Cassie.
Andy Fitzgerald, Dickens Gazette.
Andy, I know who you are. You've been my parents' neighbor for like 30 years.
I got a part-time job as a reporter with paper. It's a bucket list thing. Just go with it.
Is this for the arts and entertainment section?
Mayor's got us doing a special Dickens Day edition. He wants this year's production to get as much press as possible.
Oh, well, that's good, because people are going to love it. At least I hope they love it. It's just the cast has been working so hard, right? And I know how much this play means to people during the holidays.
I wonder, though, isn't directing local theater kind of a step down from Broadway?
She blinks.
Well, wasn't that actually on Broadway, per se?
That's not what your mom says.
Well, see, I directed a couple of shows off-Broadway.
Now, far off?
Off? Like, you need a car. Okay, listen. The mayor brought me on because I know this play backwards and forwards. I grew up with it. My first role was in this play.
Ebenezer's Lost Love Bell.
No. Cratchit Daughter Number 3? No lines, but, well, I created a complex backstory for her, okay? And I was only 6.
Maybe I should get a quote from Ray. Sir Patrick Stewart of Central Ohio. Is Ray here? Where's our Scrooge?
You know, he should have been here a few minutes ago.
Give me a call when the star of the show gets here, okay?
Okay.
She frowns. Later, she stands on the outdoor stage and a boy hobbles in a circle around her on one crutch.
Okay, so remember, Tiny Tim doesn't feel sorry for himself. He has a really positive spirit, which is ultimately what gets Scrooge to change.
So I shouldn't act sick?
Just let his sickness show only on the outside. On the inside, Tiny Tim is like any other happy-go-lucky kid.
What about the crutch? Can I still use that?
Yes. Just try not to wave around like a lightsaber on show night. Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
I better get going. My mom's over there.
Okay, I'll walk you.
They stroll off the stage.
My mom said you were like the best actor in Dickens growing up.
Aw, that's nice. I wasn't bad.
Okay, bye,
bye,
Annie.
Cassie. Hey, Brenda.
Hi, Merlin.
Hey.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, you. Getting in some extra rehearsal time?
Yeah.
Brenda's just so committed to doing a great job as Tiny Tim.
A director's job is never done.
No, not until everyone takes a bow.
Cassie looks at her hands.
Did you tell Andy I was on Broadway?
Oh, I might have said something. Why?
Well, because apparently everyone thinks I'm some big director that's got this in the bag.
Don't you?
I hope so. But I haven't worked as a director in 5 years, right? I'm not exactly brimming with confidence.
I blame David. I mean, you took time off to help him start his business, and what did he do in return?
Well, he amicably agreed to a divorce and fair settlement, which is the whole reason I get to have this time to figure out my next steps.
Well, would it be good to know that the plumbers are hiring someone in accounts payable and I can put in a good word?
I will keep that in mind.
Looks at phone.
Oh, that's the mayor. I gotta go. Okay, bye, sweetie.
Bye.
The Dickens City Hall.
Cassie, I'm sorry for taking you away from everything, but this is something we should discuss away from the rest of the cast.
I had a feeling this was going to be an issue. Ray, I can only imagine how weird this must be for you to have your former student now be your director. But if something's wrong, you can talk to me.
That is the issue, Cassie. He can't talk at all. Raymond has laryngitis.
Oh.
She gapes.
Oh. Okay.
The mayor shrugs.
Ray, I'm sure you're gonna be fine. I mean, you know all of your blocking and your lines, right? And I'm sure your famous lemon ginger tea is gonna clear up your throat lickety-split right before the show on Christmas Eve.
It's not that simple, Cassie. Raymond has a large vocal nodule.
The bearded actor clutches his throat.
Oh, 40 years of performing and teaching have finally caught up with him. And he's on strict vocal rest. Not a peep for a month if he wants to avoid surgery.
He mouths.
No, Ray, I'm sorry. I can only imagine how hard this is for you.
I know Ray is irreplaceable, but we're going to have to find someone else to play Scrooge. Who's his understudy?
Daniel Geary.
And he's, what, not good?
Daniel won a trip to Jamaica, and because Ray's never missed a show, I told him to go.
The mayor stands from his desk.
I hate to say this, but we may need to cancel the play.
What? This is the longest-running production in the country. We just need to find another Scrooge.
Who could possibly fill Ray's shoes? His Scrooge is iconic.
Okay, I completely agree. But I can just call some of my theater friends in New York, right? I'm sure one of them is going to know a name that we can hire to come out and do the show.
We don't have the budget to hire a big actor. Besides, this is community theater. It has to be someone from Dickens.
Ray writes a name on a whiteboard and underlines it.
Jake Dorsey. I like it. I like it a lot.
No, it's not good. I don't like it.
Why not? Jake is the biggest name that's ever come out of this town.
Yep.
I can't think of a better way to promote Dickens Days. He definitely draw a big crowd.
Mayor Givens, he's an action star, okay? The guy's a super cheese. There's no way he could handle a complex role like Scrooge.
He's a professional actor, Cassie. I'm sure he could learn the part, especially with your help.
And his nephew's playing Tiny Tim. I bet he'd love to do it.
I'm sure he's busy.
Only one way to find out. Call him.
Oh, you think Jake Dorsey's going to take my call?
Why not? You were both in Ray's theater class together, weren't you?
Yeah, but, you know, we really weren't close. You know, he was more behind the scenes and I was, you know...
Cassie.
What?
Please, get his number from his brother and call him. It's either that or we'll have to cancel the play.
Cassie frowns and looks from Ray to the mayor. Nighttime in a big city. A dark-haired man clings to the roof of a speeding car, the wind plastering his hair back. He reaches into the window and grabs the driver's shirt.
Do the right thing or it's the last thing you'll do.
The background turns green.
Cut!
We good? You got that?
That was excellent!
Film set.
All right, yeah, we good? Let's take it again, Jake.
Do we need to take it again or do you just want to take it again?
No, you were great. Let's just... One more, we had a technical.
All right, everybody, just go back to one!
Reset! Oh, Denise, everybody, my agent's here. Hey!
Hey, Dee Dee.
What did they say? Did they make me an offer?
No, oh, yeah, we'll talk.
What is that face? It doesn't look good.
Reset!
Jake takes his place atop the car, scowling. A fan blows.
And action!
He falls to his belly on the car. A restaurant in Dickens called the Country Grill. Cassie walks past the boy playing Tim in a booth.
Hey, Brandon.
His mom.
Hi, Allison.
Hey.
What you watching?
My Uncle Jake. He's doing a huge action scene.
Oh.
Do the right thing or it's the last thing you'll do.
Brandon shows Jake on his phone.
Do the right thing or it's the last thing you'll do.
He is so cool.
Sure is. Yeah. Wait, is he shooting a movie right now?
Actually, it says tomorrow's the last day.
Oh, great.
Maybe he can come home for Christmas.
Don't count on it, buddy.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Cassie.
Dad, can I have some more fries, please?
Oh, only because I'm watching you play Tiny Tim makes me feel compelled to overfeed you.
Craig buzzes the table.
Cassie? Brandon's been talking about how much you've been helping him.
He's a natural.
Well, I hope he's not too good, or he might leave us like Jake did.
He had a dream, honey. He followed it.
That he did.
I don't know if you heard, but Ray Mueller lost his voice. So.
Yeah. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Isn't that what an understudy is for?
Well, yes, but...
She rolls her eyes.
Okay, so the mayor wanted me to ask Jake to come home and play Scrooge. And I need a way of getting hold of him.
Really? That would be amazing.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, he hasn't been home in years.
Well, I have to try, you know? Otherwise, there won't be a play at all.
Craig nods and reaches for a pen and paper.
Here.
Here's his number.
I would call him for you, but I don't think it would help your chances.
He gives her a knowing look and hands her the number.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
A sunny day in a palm-filled city. Jake talks to his agent on set.
Did you tell them how important this role is to me?
You are literally shooting the third movie of your own franchise. You have a catchphrase. What more do you want?
Okay, it is The Dunes of Eastland is my mother's favorite book. She'd be very proud if she knew that I was playing the role of Travis. I mean, I'm perfect for it.
I get it. I do.
He faces her outside a trailer.
I've made you a lot of money, Denise. All I'm asking is for you to get me in the room.
I will do everything I can, all right? But please, don't get your hopes up. You know how these things go.
Aren't you supposed to be my biggest cheerleader?
I am. You are amazing. I have to take this call, all right? We will talk, I promise. Hello.
Man with coffee.
Here you go, with all the usual accoutrements. That is French for high maintenance actor.
I'm okay, thanks, Ben.
All right, then. Well, you'll be happy to know I finished the Christmas shopping for your brother, his wife, and Brandon.
What'd I get him?
Oh, you were very generous. Craig got a new set of golf clubs, Allison got a personalized charcuterie board, and Brandon got a top-of-the-line gaming headset.
Jake points.
You're the best.
I know. Which is why you got me a VIP weekend in Vegas.
You know what? You should have made it a week.
Oh, I did.
Good.
Jake retreats into his trailer. In a theater, Cassie stares at his number. A woman checks wardrobe.
So we still need two more overcoats and a hat for Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
Cassie, just make the call. What's the worst that's gonna happen?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Jake hangs up on me and I don't get to direct the play because there is no play?
Is this about you shooting him down for the prom?
Leah, I did not shoot him down. I told him very nicely that I was waiting for Mike Van Camp to ask me. And in my defense, he hadn't spoken more than two words to me before that day.
Yeah, I'm sure he's totally over it.
I just know he's probably too famous to even take my call.
Well, let's find out.
The woman reaches over and taps call on her phone.
You hit video.
Oh, no. Hey, boss?
Yeah?
Got a 614 number here.
614? That's Ohio. You don't need to answer that. Oh, shoot.
Cassie appears on his phone.
It's a video call.
Jake's assistant holds up the phone to him.
Jake, hi.
Cassie Pruitt?
Yes, hi.
He remembers you?
Her eyes widen.
Howdy.
Howdy?
Yeah.
Jake grabs phone.
Wow, I just didn't think you would pick up.
Well, I didn't. My assistant did, so hi to Ben.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You haven't changed since high school.
Aw, thanks.
Okay, so the last I heard about you, you were taking Broadway by storm. Are you still crushing the Great White Way?
Oh, you bet. You bet, yeah. But listen, so I'm back in Ohio right now. I'm directing a Christmas Carol for Dickens Days this year.
You're directing? You're not going to act in it?
Oh, well, I actually studied directing at school. I thought it was more challenging.
More challenging than acting?
He frowns.
Weird thing to say. Well, it's cool that you're back in Dickens. I'm sure they're happy to have the one and only Cassie Pruitt. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I just said that.
I don't... What?
Let me ask you a question. Whenever I get a call from Ohio, people want something like an autographed picture, or a lot of times, they want me to sing happy birthday to their mom and send it via video. So what do you want?
Okay, so this is the 100th Dickens Days, which, of course, means all eyes are going to be on the festival, right? Especially the play.
Right.
I mean, the play was the most important event.
Exactly. And, okay, so we've run into a little snag. Ray Mueller, who plays Scrooge, he lost his voice, so We don't have a Scrooge, and the play is only a week away on Christmas Eve.
Well, Ray is irreplaceable.
Not necessarily. Okay, so hear me out. The mayor was wondering if maybe you would come home and take over the role.
The mayor is wondering?
It was ridiculous. It's so silly. I wasn't even going to ask.
Why is it ridiculous?
He scowls.
You think it's ridiculous because you think I can't play Ebenezer Scrooge?
No, it's more that I didn't think you would.
As it turns out, I'm preparing for a career-defining role.
Yeah, I'm not going to be available.
Okay, but hold on. It's just that if I don't find a Scrooge, there won't be a play at all.
Well, why don't you play Scrooge? Or is it not challenging enough for you?
Oh, good. Okay, well, I just thought I'd give it a try. So, good luck with your movie.
Yep, congrats on the play. Bye.
Hangs up.
That was so weird.
Yeah, that took a turn.
Cassie slaps her palm to her face. Jake's agent.
Jake! How's my handsome guy? I bring cupcakes, your favorite.
You're bringing cupcakes? Do they make me an offer?
Look, I'm sorry, Jake. They just don't think you have the chops for a dramatic part.
That hurts.
Oh, Jakey.
Listen, is there nothing that I can do to prove myself?
Look, what do you want me to say? No one's just going to hand you a meaty, dramatic role. Look around. Come on. You got a good thing going here. Don't fight it.
Jake's house has a backyard pool and mini golf course. A poster of his face on the wall for action films Throttle 1 and Throttle 2. Jake sits on a plush sofa in his living room and looks at photos of Craig and Allison on a tablet. A photo pops up of Craig, Allison and Brandon smiling with Ray and Cassie. Jake zooms in on Cassie's smiling face and a smile passes over his lips. A copy of the book The Dunes of Eastland sits on his coffee table. He picks it up and opens the cover, which has a handwritten note. May you find your own slice of heaven within these pages just like I did. Love always, Mom. Jake's brow furrows and he stares at the message. In Dickens, the cast and crew of the play sit in the theater listening to Cassie with frowns of disbelief.
So, as much as it breaks my heart to say this, without Ray, there's no Ebenezer Scrooge. And without Ebenezer Scrooge, there's no play. I know, I'm so sorry. Trust me, nobody wanted this more than me. And I just wanted to say thank you all so much. You've been great, and this is such an honor.
Bah, humbug!
Excuse me, this is a closed meeting for cast.
Bah, humbug!
Jake saunters down the aisle.
Jake?
He bounds on stage.
Hi, hey, what's up? Hi.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys just excuse me for one sec? Yeah, sorry, just a minute.
Pulls him aside.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing here?
Well, you said you needed an Ebenezer Scrooge. Well, guess what? Here I am.
What happened to this whole career-defining role?
Well, I turned it down because I wanted a chance to work with a bona fide Broadway director. So... what? You gonna make me audition for the role now?
He raises his hands in a fighting stance. The rest of the cast stares with mouths open. Cassie frowns and wrings her hands.
Okay, guys. Great news. We have a Scrooge.
Jake opens his arms wide and the cast beams with excitement.
You're gonna be great.
I am gonna be great.
Yeah, no, I just said that.
Cassie narrows her eyes. Jake answers his phone.
Wait, agent. Hang on. Hello?
Wardrobe lady.
Look at you directing an A-list celebrity. This is a huge deal. Or a huge mistake.
Hey, everybody. This is Jake Dorsey. I'm coming to you live from Dickens, Ohio, my hometown. And look at this. This is my new cast of Christmas Carol.
Jake Records.
Do the right thing or it's the last thing you'll do.
Did you hear that, America?
Uncle Jake!
Right. Oh! Oh! It's my nephew, it's Brandon.
Look at this kid. Oh, my gosh.
He hugs Brandon and his mom.
Allison!
Hi. Good to see
Welcome
you.
Home.
Hi, Craig.
Hey.
Man, I cannot believe how big you've gotten. You're huge.
That's because you haven't seen him since he was six.
Jake nods.
Hey, I was hoping that you guys would accept my invitation to come out to L.A.,
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to get away, you know, with the restaurant.
Jake, why don't I get your bags in the car and get you settled in at the house?
Allison, that's so sweet of you, but I'm actually staying at the B&B.
What? You're not staying with us?
Sorry, Brandon. I didn't want to impose, you know, such short notice. Plus, I'm going to be spending most of my time trying to learn my lines.
I can help you. I know everyone's lines.
Yeah, the trick is getting him not to mouth every single one.
Does he die?
But I'll see you tomorrow at Dickens Days, right?
Let's see. Yeah, we'll see.
Craig frowns at his watch.
Yeah, we should probably get going.
Yeah. Night.
Welcome home, Jake.
Bye, Allison.
Jake watches Brandon leave. He poses for another selfie with the cast outside.
All right, awesome. Great rehearsal today, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Cassie.
Here is your script.
Thank you, boss. I'm going to head back to the B&B and get settled in.
Where are all your bags?
My assistant went ahead with them.
You brought an entourage?
It's one guy.
Can you walk to the B&B or do you need a limo?
I can walk. As long as somebody rolls out a red carpet for me.
Oh, see, it's winter, so the best I can do is a carpet of pine needles.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Great.
Which way are you heading?
Towards the inn.
Would you like to walk with me?
Sure.
They stroll away from the warmly lit theater together.
So, how's it feel to be back?
Weird.
Yeah. It was weird coming home from New York, too. Everything always seems so
small.
I was gonna say quiet.
No, Malibu is quiet.
Right.
Cassie runs her tongue over the inside of her lip.
So, I know this really great cocoa stand. Do you wanna... Can I buy you one?
Cocoa with you?
Yeah.
I will not say no to that.
A man in a stall shakes a pan of chestnuts over a small outdoor cooker. At another stand, Jake and Cassie get hot cocoa.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Wow. I mean, the town has gone all out for Dickens Days. This is elaborate.
Yeah, the mayor decided to really
kick
it up a notch for the 100th anniversary. So, we're even doing horse and carriage ride.
You know, the last time I was on a horse and carriage, I had to jump off of a helicopter and land on it. It was an action sequence.
I think that is out of our budget, but technically, so is a movie star like you.
All right, tell you what, while I'm here, let's pretend like I'm not famous.
Oh, well, you're the one that brought it up with the whole helicopter thing, right? So.
Okay, yeah. Fair point, true, fair point. However, I have to say that it feels weird being back home.
Why?
I don't know. Everywhere I look, I remember all of these people who didn't think I would be successful at all.
Is that why you don't come home much?
No, but it's why I work so hard to make it. What about you? How do they convince the one and only Cassie Pruitt to come home and direct community theater?
Well, I came back about 3 months ago to help out after my mom's surgery, and they needed a director, so I just decided to stay through Christmas.
Yeah. And then is it back to Broadway?
Back? Truth is, I never really got there.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a long story and a pretty short walk, so maybe some other time.
Okay.
So what about you? What ultimately made you decide to come home and do the play?
You're surprised, aren't you?
Considering you hung up on me, I'd say yeah, a little bit.
Okay, what exactly did you say? Directing, it's more what than acting?
Challenging, but that is not what I meant.
There it is.
You said it wrong.
Listen, Cassie, you shot up the bat signal, answered the call. If Dickens, Ohio needs Jake Dorsey, then guess what? I'm gonna come home, save the day.
They stop at a hardware store.
Oh my gosh. Look where we are. This is the best job I've ever had. I mean, aside from the whole movie star thing.
You worked here?
What?
No, I remember you worked at your mom's restaurant, but I...
Cassie, you used to come in, you'd buy things for your parents, and I was the guy behind the register.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's all coming back.
No.
I remember that you were the best set builder we ever had. And I remember that you were really quiet. Like, really quiet.
I was shy.
Aw, you were shy. Is that why you never auditioned for any parts?
No. I auditioned for every single play. I never got cast because all they saw me as was the guy who could build the set.
Oh.
Point the spotlight at you.
Or maybe you weren't good enough.
He steps back in mock pain.
You don't think I'm good enough to play Ebenezer Scrooge, do you?
Well, hopefully you were going to prove me wrong.
Yeah, I am.
Let's do this.
They enter the Dickens Inn, a lodge-style hotel covered in twinkling lights. Miniature carolers and Santas fill the streets of a tiny model town.
So this is by far the best B&B in Dickens.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Ben.
Hey, boss.
Bad news. The linens aren't Egyptian cotton. I've overnighted some, but it looks like you'll have to suffer through some low thread count per kale tonight.
Ben, I don't care about these things.
Since when?
Ben frowns, then thrusts his hand at Cassie.
Hi. Ben, I'm Jake's personal assistant.
Cassie.
I was just joking about the low thread count thing.
Yeah, I feel like you weren't, though.
No, I wasn't.
Hey, whose team are you on?
Yours, of course. Here's your key. Everything is unpacked. Text me if you need anything.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
So, Ben seems...
Great? Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
So, is it okay if I run everything by you, or do I have to go through Ben?
No. Cassie, it's me. You just talk to me.
Perfect. So, I'm going to text you a rehearsal schedule. You have a fitting in the morning, and the festival kickoff is tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to make that, sleeping in with the West Coast time, lines to learn.
Right. Except for the rest of the cast will be there to promote the show.
Okay.
And the mayor is going to be there to promote that you are now in said show.
I'm going to try to make it.
Right, which is code for meh.
I'll tell you what. You tell the mayor that I'm getting into character, and he's going to understand that.
Oh, well, you do look pretty annoyed right now, so maybe he'll buy it. Hey, listen. Brendan will be there. You don't want to disappoint him, do you?
Really? You're going to bring my nephew into this?
I just did.
All right, Cassie.
See you tomorrow, Scrooge.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you calling me Scrooge as my character or as a general sort of personality trait?
Yes.
She grins.
Night.
Bah humbug.
Yeah. Daytime. A crowd of people gather at the outdoor stage and the town square. Some wear Victorian-era dresses and top hats. The mayor stands at a podium and Cassie smiles beside him.
Good morning. And happy holidays from the town of Dickens, Ohio. As mayor, I'd like to officially welcome everyone to the 100th anniversary of Dickens Day. As you know, every year in the week leading up to Christmas, our town is transformed into Victorian London, and we are transported back to the time of our namesake, the great writer and chronicler of his age, Charles Dickens.
Cassie texts, where are you?
And for our centennial celebration, we've pulled out all the stops. Today, we'll have a visit from Father Christmas. And tomorrow is the gingerbread house contest. Then candlelight caroling on Main Street, Dickens Day of Giving, and finally, our Christmas Eve production of A Christmas Carol. This year, it's a special privilege to welcome home Dickens' most famous actor to play the starring role of Ebenezer Scrooge, our very own Jake Dorsey.
The crowd fawns and looks around for Jake. The mayor covers the microphone and glares at Cassie, who looks frantically at her phone. A strolling musician plays the mandolin. Stalls of snacks and decorations line the square. A performer on stilts dressed as an elf juggles. Cassie finds Jake wearing a baseball cap with his collar turned up to hide his face.
Jake! You missed your wardrobe fitting this morning, and the mayor was on stage hoping to introduce you.
Right, but for what? He's gonna have me come up on stage and scream bah humbug at people? I'm not gonna do that.
Well, you didn't have a problem screaming it last night at the theater. Twice.
Because I was making a grand entrance, it was very different.
Are you getting cold feet? Do you not want to do this?
I want to do it. But I signed up to do the play. I didn't come here to do all this other stuff.
Okay, well, all this other stuff is part of promoting the play.
Speaking of promoting the play, is that Ray Mueller over there?
What? Ray! He'd love to see you. Come over, come. Aw, hi.
She hugs him.
Oh, this is so you, Ray.
can't even talk and you still find a way to help out. Thank you.
Mr. Mueller, I don't know if you remember me or not. I'm Jake Dorsey from your high school theater class 20 years ago almost.
Ray mimes riding a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's right. Ronald, run. I'm sorry for the circumstances that have brought me here. It's awful to hear about, but I hope I do you proud, sir. They're big shoes to fill.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. Wait, oh, hold on. Wait, what? What do you mean he's not coming? Okay, calm down. I'll be right there. Okay, bye.
What's wrong?
Father Christmas can't make it, and there's a line of kids already.
Jake smiles.
What?
He plays Santa.
Merry Christmas, don't they? That's for you, my dear. Merry Christmas. Pretty hair. All right.
Brandon.
Well, hello there, young man. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi. So, I know I'm a little too old for this.
Oh, nonsense. You're never too old to talk to Father Christmas. Question, would you like perhaps a pair of headphones for your video games?
Nah, I already have some.
Oh.
So, I don't know if you know this, but my Uncle Jake is home. He's Jake Dorsey, the famous actor.
Well, I know who he is, yes.
Well, the only thing I want is for my Uncle Jake and my dad to get along. Maybe my Uncle Jake would come home more. I really miss seeing him.
Oh. Well, I bet that I can make that happen, Brandon.
Brandon frowns.
How do you know my name?
Because I'm Father Christmas. I know everything. Yeah, lad. A little extra candy for you, my boy. Merry Christmas. Don't tell anybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Jake stares into the distance. Brandon finds Cassie sitting nearby.
Brandon, I was wondering if I could give you a really important job.
Yeah, sure.
Could I put you in charge of helping your Uncle Jake learn all of his lines?
Yeah, I can do that.
Maybe you two could work together tomorrow while you build gingerbread houses at the inn?
Awesome. I'll be there.
Okay.
Jake turns to her.
Thank you.
She smiles. Snowflakes fall from the sky on the town. At the inn, a gingerbread house contest is underway. People sit at small tables decorating gingerbread houses with icing and candy. Jake works with Brandon.
And I suppose you'll want a day off.
If it's quite convenient, sir. If I...
If I were to hold back half a shilling wages...
It's crown. Half a crown.
Crown. Right.
Pay up.
Jake drops marshmallows in Brandon's cocoa.
You're just messing up to see how many I'll eat.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Uncle Jake, say the line. Please.
Women across the room point at Jake.
Do the right thing, or it's the last thing you'll do.
He and Brandon grin.
Must be awesome being famous.
I mean, you know, it's okay. It's got its perks. Sometimes...
Stuffs his cheeks with marshmallows.
Sometimes you just want to be a guy who can shove marshmallows in his face, you know, without anybody paying attention, so not be bothered by anybody.
Craig approaches.
Hey, we gotta get going.
Okay, let me just wash my hands. They're sticky from all the candy.
Okay.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Craig frowns and doesn't meet Jake's eye.
Look, you do me a favor. Just try to keep in mind that it's gonna crush him when you leave. Okay, you're a big deal to him.
Well, he's a big deal to me, Craig.
Come on, Jake. You haven't seen him in, like, years.
Craig, can we talk while I'm here? Can we have a conversation?
You mean more than what we just did? I'm good. Ready?
See you tomorrow.
Bye, buddy.
Craig leads Brandon out. Jake looks down. Theater.
It was fun.
Yeah, I actually remember that.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
Hi, I'm Millie.
Hi, Millie. I'm Jake.
I play Belle, your lost love. I mean, Scrooge's lost love. Whatever. I'm Millie. Did I say that already?
Yeah, you did.
I am so excited for the Christmas Eve ball flashback scene. We get to dance together.
Oh, Millie. Honey, Jake doesn't play young Ebenezer. Jake is old.
That's... Thank you.
Millie smiles and leaves.
Okay.
Another actor stares.
She has no idea that he is in love with her.
Are you kidding? Girls always know when a guy is into them.
Okay. Let's get to work, shall we?
Not always.
All right. So we'll just what? We're taking it from the top?
Yeah. I will call action. Okay. Action.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug!
Christmas? A humbug? Uncle, you don't mean that, I'm sure.
You're poor. No, that's not right.
No.
I skipped something.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas! What right do you... What? Merry Chris... Nope, that's not it. Merry Christmas!
I think I'm gonna have to find a different voice, because that one... Can we just take it back to the top?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Just please remember this is not a movie. There's no going back on show night.
I know that, Cassie.
Okay, just gotta make sure.
You know what? Don't worry about going to the... Is there... Merry Christmas?
Bah humbug!
What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough. Don't be cross.
Jake squints at audience.
Do you need to go back again?
No.
Oh, guys, please do not record rehearsals. Actors need to feel safe to find their characters, okay? Thank you. Okay. All right, let's pick it up from Fred's line.
What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough. Don't be cross.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this?
Fred stares at him and opens and closes his mouth.
What?
Nothing. It's just, it's a lot different from how Ray did it.
Ray's not here, bro. I am.
Fred smiles awkwardly.
Can I make a suggestion?
Most directors give the actors a couple times to run through it before they jump in with performance notes.
Cool. Okay. Just keep going.
Cassie leans back and twirls a finger in the air. Later she finds Jake in the lobby with his face in his hands.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Listen, it's just the first day. It'll all come together once you get your lines down.
It's not my lines, Cassie. I'm good at remembering my lines. I have to be in character in order to trigger them, and I don't know who Scrooge is on the inside, so I don't know.
She sighs.
Okay, so listen, I know you have a lot more experience than I do, but can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, please, yes.
Okay. So, when I used to act, and I had problems getting into character, I would think about her from the outside in.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I would think about her walk, and her hair, and her posture. Yeah.
She adjusts his slouch.
Remember, Scrooge is an old man, right? He's cold and he's stiff.
She rubs his hand.
Because he's too cheap to have a fire burn.
She presses his brows down.
There's a constant scowl on his face. Because he doesn't even love his own family, or doesn't realize that he actually does love them. Yeah.
She smooshes his jowls into a frown.
Does that make sense?
He sits up, gazing thoughtfully at her.
Yeah. It's really helpful, actually.
Good.
Sorry about being uncool there.
Yeah, it was a little uncool, but all good.
He rests his elbows on his knees and looks down. She smiles and bites her lip.
So, some of us are gonna go to the Three Ghosts pub after the candlelight walk. You wanna join?
I would love that.
Okay. Meet you at the inn at 8?
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Cassie.
No problem.
She goes back inside the theater. He sits alone, pressing his brows and cheeks into a miserly scowl. Nighttime at the inn. Ben holds a shopping bag out to Jake.
Hey, boss.
Hey, where you been? What is that?
I went to Cleveland to get some more of your moisturizer.
Ah, you didn't have to do that. The hotel stuff is fine.
Jake pauses to read a poster.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
You know what? In fact, I want you to keep this. Merry Christmas. It's a little present for you.
Thanks. You going somewhere?
Yeah, I am going to do the candlelight walk down Main Street, and then I'm going to hang out with the cast afterwards. What?
I don't know. It's just, you seem happier than usual.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of nice being back home.
You want some tasty news?
Yes. What?
My celebrity assistant text group has some chatter about the Dunes of Eastland. And FYI, still haven't cast their Travis yet.
Does Denise know this?
I already took care of it.
Ben, my man. I started to lose count of my IOUs.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not.
All right. See you later.
Carolers at the outdoor market. Jake and Cassie walk together past the chestnut vendor. They hold electric candles.
That was fun. I haven't sung Christmas carols since I was a
kid.
I know, right? One question, though. Were you lip syncing?
Oh, busted. Okay, A, I don't know the words to any of those songs, and B, you are the one with the beautiful voice.
Okay, now that is an exaggeration.
Holiday Christmas program, senior year, let it snow. You brought down the house.
There he is, our town celebrity.
Jake, you remember my
mom,
right?
Yeah, I remember
right?
Your mom. Oh. Come here.
He hugs Cassie's mom.
Oh. You look good.
Oh, thank you. Everyone is so excited you came home to do the play.
Happy to help out, but you must be very proud of your daughter.
Oh, I couldn't be prouder.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, Cassie, look, there's Glynis Palmer. Go talk to her about that job.
Not a good time.
What job?
No job.
What job?
Okay, I'll go talk to her. Glynis!
So listen, we're all meeting at the Three Ghost Pub, so we should probably...
Is that where we should go?
Yeah, we should go now.
Okay. Get you out of this moment of awkwardness.
They enter a large brick pub full of warm firelight and people drinking and dancing. Many look up and recognize Jake. He waves his arms in the air.
Bah, humbug!
He and Cassie go to the bar.
Hi. Hey. You want a drink?
Yes. Could I get a Bob's Buttered Rum, please?
I'm gonna try the Marley's Mead. Thanks, bro.
I think you better get out there. Otherwise, you're gonna disappoint all your fans.
I'm not a big dancer.
He looms over her.
I'm not a small one, yeah.
Just come with me.
Where are we going?
Pulls him.
We're going to dance.
No, I don't know how to dance.
Well, I'm going to show you. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. One hand here.
Okay. Oh,
this hand goes here.
Okay.
And now I sway.
Just sway.
Yeah. See? It's not that hard.
They sway together.
What was that conversation that you were having with your mother? What was that about?
I don't think you want to know.
No, I do want to know. Absolutely. You can talk to me.
Her eyelids flutter.
So, it's been a long time since I've worked as a director.
And it's just because I put my career on hold to help my ex-husband's business. And now that we're divorced, I'm just trying to figure out what my next steps are. But I need to prove to myself that I can still do this, right? Before I just give up. That's why I want this play to be really successful.
He smirks.
I guess that means I gotta be the best Ebenezer Scrooge this town has ever seen. Even though some people say that I can't.
I think you can.
Ah, you were skeptical. You were skeptical in the first conversation on the phone.
That's because I was jealous.
Jealous? Oh, what?
Oh, it's embarrassing.
I was the one that was voted most likely to become a household name.
He twirls her.
Don't
laugh. That is embarrassing. You want to know something even crazier?
What?
I was voted the guy who was least likely to leave Dickens.
Well, I guess the voters were wrong, right?
They were wrong.
They gaze at each other softly. Jake stops dancing.
You know, I don't blame you for doubting whether or not I could play this role. Because even after all this time, I'm not sure that I have what it takes to... just to do something more serious.
I know you have what it takes. And I'm gonna help you see it.
She slips her arms around his neck and they dance on.
Spirit, tell me that Tiny Tim will live!
Okay, it's close. But can I make a suggestion?
Yep, of course. You are the director. Yeah.
So I think the key here is Scrooge's shock at feeling afraid for someone else's future rather than just his own.
Huh, okay.
I want you to think about Brandon. He is your actual nephew. This is all here for you. Get into it.
Okay, all right, yeah, all right.
Be great.
Jake takes his position.
Okay.
The cast sits at a table.
Merry Christmas to us all, my dears.
God bless us, everyone.
Jake kneels before a bearded man.
Spirit. Tell me that Tiny Tim will live. Oh, kind spirit, say he will be spared.
If he be like to die, he had better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Oh.
Jake slumps to the floor.
Yes!
Yeah?
Yes!
Yeah.
Thank you!
Okay.
So much better.
Awesome, right? Good.
Okay, just a reminder for everyone who is delivering pies for Dickens Days of Giving, we are meeting at the Country Grill at noon. I'll see you there.
Hey, I would like to join you. Is that okay?
I'd like that.
Good.
Good.
Nice work today. Thank you.
At the Country Grill, Cassie boxes pies with Alice and Craig. Jake comes in.
Yeah, you put the figgy puddings in the back, the minced meat, and the rum cakes on the counter.
Hey, hey. Ah, it smells good in here.
Yeah, that'd be the pies.
Yeah, this place looks amazing.
Hey.
Same old vibe.
It's because it's the same old place.
Hey, wait a minute. What happened to the second dining room? Why is it walled off?
A few years ago, I had to sell the space to the shop next door.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think you wanted to know.
Yeah, of course I want to know. Hey, if you needed money, Craig.
I didn't need money. I needed the help.
Well, I mean, can I help with the cost of some of these pies?
Jake, you make the pies every year. I'm happy to do it.
Hey, I want to help.
Yeah, well, Mom passed away about 5 years ago, and we haven't heard from you much, so that's news to me.
Jake stares.
Just because I didn't stay and help you run this restaurant doesn't mean I don't care.
I didn't ask you to stay, and I didn't expect you to.
What is your problem?
Craig faces him.
My problem is, Jake, is that you say you care about Brandon and the rest of us, but we hear from you once a year at Christmas when a bunch of presents show up that nobody really wants.
Hey, I'm trying to be generous. I don't know what else to do.
Craig licks his lip and shakes his head.
It's not complicated, Jake. Just check in once in a while, okay? Come home for a birthday. Be part of your family. Not some celebrity who occasionally remembers he has one.
Jake frowns and looks down.
Thanks for the pie, honey.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Cassie and Jake leave a house.
All right, how about when we're done delivering the pies, we go get some dinner?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah?
Maybe Craig's?
I don't know about that. I saw him earlier and things are a little tense.
Hmm. Oh, you're gonna be with me this time, yeah? Craig and I are buds.
Ah, was he even a vouch for my character?
I don't know. I think I gotta get to know you a little better first.
I look forward to that.
She pokes his chest hard. Later, she enters the restaurant wearing an off-the-shoulder burgundy dress. Jake stands to greet her.
Holy cow. Wow. You look amazing.
Thank you.
He pulls out her chair.
Oh, full service. I like it.
She sits.
Thank you.
He sits across from her and they smile.
Hi.
Have you seen Craig yet?
I have not, no. So I don't think that sibling rivalry will be on the menu tonight.
Craig works behind them.
There he is. Craig, hi.
Oh, hi.
There he is.
Do you need some menus? There you go. Specials are on the back.
So, what were your favorites growing up?
Well, chicken pot pie.
Jake and Craig meet eyes.
And do you still serve it?
Every night.
Do you remember when we would just eat the crust, how mad Mom would get?
You know, I made a couple of tweaks to that crust, and I think it's even better, but you should try it.
I would love that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Be right back.
Okay. What just happened?
I just helped my actors change the motivation.
First, you get people to stop filming me, and then you give me that advice about getting into Scrooge's body. And now this.
I'm just, you know...
You're just doing your job extremely well, Cassie. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't be a director because you are an amazing director, Cassie. You're meant to do this.
She smiles.
Thank you. It's really nice of you to say.
I'm just being honest.
Her smile widens. Later they finish their meal. Jake clears his plate with gusto and brushes off his hands. Craig appears.
Well?
Craig, my gosh, this was fantastic. This was like all of our childhood just wrapped up on a plate.
And that's why I love what I do.
Mom would be really proud.
Craig smiles.
She knew that she was leaving the family legacy in the right hands.
Craig nods.
Well, thanks for coming in. Jake, that means a lot.
Craig flashes a brief smile. Cassie beams at Jake. They leave together and a horse-drawn carriage lumbers past in the street.
Well, look at that. Well, I would offer to walk you home, but...
You've got to be kidding me. Did you plan this?
I had nothing to do with this, I promise. But, I mean, we can't let a perfectly good carriage ride go to waste, can we? Shall we?
They approach the carriage.
Can we jump in? We're jumping in.
The driver nods and they sit in the covered seat.
All right.
The carriage wheels turn.
It really does feel like Victorian London, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They glide slowly down the street.
Okay. Smile.
She takes a selfie of them. He blinks.
You know, I bet Scrooge would have hated selfies.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have to take one.
Tonight, I am not Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm Jake Dorsey.
Wait, who? Zing.
And I have, I don't know, it's been a long time since I've wanted to take a selfie with somebody. So,
okay,
ready?
Yeah.
One, two,
look cute.
Three.
They open their mouths wide and grin.
Got it. All right.
Aww.
Yeah. You cold?
I am, actually.
Here, I got a blanket.
He reaches.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, this is so weird.
His mom's favorite book.
Wow. It's so wild. It's like, of all the books this guy could be reading right now, this is the book that they're turning into the movie. This is the role that I wanted so badly. This was my mother's favorite book. Like that's why I wanted to do it, you know? Because I just wanted to make her proud.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I mean, I have to pace myself on how much I overshared today.
I had a great time today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too. Kind of makes me wish I'd asked you out in high school.
You did? Yeah. You asked me to the prom, remember?
He wags his finger.
You remember the one thing that I wish you'd have forgotten from high school. It's amazing.
Shakes his head.
I regret something too, though.
What?
I should have said yes.
Yeah. It's famous now.
No. Because I know you now.
She strokes his chin affectionately and smiles. Daytime, Ben sits on a bench outside the inn and jumps to his feet when Jake comes outside, opening his arms wide.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, boss. You enjoy your carriage ride last night?
Oh, I did. In fact, you wouldn't happen to know who arranged that, would you?
Santa's little helper. So don't forget, before rehearsal, we got the crew from Cleveland today coming to interview you at the ice rink.
Jake frowns.
Okay, why the ice rink?
Because it's fun. And Christmas, you played hockey.
I don't want this play to be about me, Ben.
Isn't that why you came here? This is about you.
Not anymore.
Jake dances backstage in Scrooge's robe and stocking cap.
I mean, I kind of feel like Uncle Jed from Beverly Hillbillies.
You look cute.
Cute, cute little Scrooge. Isn't that an oxymoron?
It's a different direction, I'll say that. But on show night, when your makeup is on and you're on stage, no one will think you're cute. Or even remotely attractive whatsoever.
Okay, now you're just hurting my feelings. Cleveland today is coming to interview me at the ice skating rink.
Are you serious?
Yeah, do you want to come with me?
No, do you have any idea how hard we worked to get them to come here and do a piece on the play? But they just kept saying you're too far away. Guess that's what they mean by star power.
You wonder what they mean by star power?
Yeah.
Boom, right here. This is what they mean by star power.
Feel it.
Brandon.
Oh! Hey, buddy, what's up?
My parents want to know if you and Cassie can come to dinner tomorrow night.
Can we?
We can.
Yes.
There you go, it's a date. All right, you two work out the details.
I'm Gucci!
Your uncle is...
TV host.
Welcome back to Cleveland Today, and as promised, we are live in Dickens with hometown megastar Jake Dorsey. Jake, welcome back to Dickens.
Happy to be here. Yeah.
Now, I have it on good authority that you didn't come home just to do some skating. You're here to do community theater, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I am going to play Ebenezer Scrooge in a Dickens production of A Christmas Carol.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, I'm from Dickens, Ohio. Dickens Days is close to my heart. And of course, Ray Mueller, who happens to be the best actor out of Dickens and was also my coach in high school, he got a little sick, so I stepped in.
Well, that's very heroic of you.
Yeah. Also, it's given me a chance to work with a really incredible director.
Oh, is it somebody you've made movies with before?
No, actually. Somebody that I've known for a very long time, somebody I have a lot of respect for. In fact, do you mind if we call her over?
Absolutely.
Cassie, come on over here. This is Cassie Pruitt, everybody.
Cassie skates over.
Isn't she great?
There she is. Well, I was hoping we would get to see you on the ice as well, Jake. Didn't you used to play hockey?
I did.
Oh, no. Sorry. I do not need to lose my lead actor to a broken arm. He is just fine in this sturdy chair.
Can you imagine Ebenezer Scrooge on crutches? You'd be like, wait, is it Tiny Tim? Is it Scrooge?
Okay, well, Cassie, tell me, what is it like directing such a mega star? I can imagine it's a little daunting.
No. Jake's a total pro. We're lucky to have him.
And between you and I, tell me, what is your favorite Jake Dorsey movie?
Ooh, good question. I'd actually like to know the answer to this, too, Cassie.
She blinks.
Okay, well, it's the one where he's like, whoosh, right onto the car.
They all have that in.
Yeah, right, that's the joke.
Yeah.
Just want to let you viewers know that the festival runs all the way through Christmas Eve. It's going to be a step back into Victorian London.
That's right, it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on down to Dickens, Ohio, and come see a play.
Well, I think you just convinced a few thousand people to do just that, Jake Dorsey.
I hope so.
I'm Carrie Lee Gaffney for Cleveland Today. Now I'm going to throw it on back to you in the studio.
They wave.
I can't believe that you haven't seen any of my movies. We're doing a marathon.
Approaching the inn.
Hey, is it cool if I take the rest of the night off?
Ben.
I want to visit a couple of friends in Cleveland.
Oh, Ben. Why don't you take the holidays off? I'll see you next year.
Hey, I want to see you nail this part. I'm not going anywhere. I'll see you later.
It must be nice knowing someone's got your back like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I pay him, so there's that.
Right. No, but I think he actually cares, though.
He does. He does. Actually, more than my agent, sadly.
Jake flashes a sarcastic smile. Cassie steps away.
Well, thanks again for including me in the interview.
Of course, Cassie. Hey, what are you doing for the rest of the afternoon?
She grins.
I was actually debating getting a Christmas tree, but I'm not sure if I'm up for it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You don't have a Christmas tree yet? I mean, you know that's like a felony in this town, right?
I know. Yeah, kind of is. But, you know, I've been so busy and...
He raises his brows.
Okay. The truth is, Christmas kind of reminds me of my ex-husband, and I just didn't want to do it alone.
Ah. Guess what? You're not alone.
He offers his elbow and she loops her hand in it with a smile. They look at pine trees at a bustling hardware store.
When I was a kid, my favorite thing was decorating a huge Christmas tree.
Yeah?
And when I worked here, I had this knack for finding the perfect tree for every customer.
Hmm. What's the secret?
The secret is finding the tree that's right for you.
Oh, so I should look for one going through a rough patch.
Well, it's funny, you know, if a tree has gone through a rough patch, it makes it the strongest tree on the lot.
She nods.
I like the way you think.
She points to one.
I think this is it.
Yeah. Jake? Matt! Ah, what's up, brother? Oh, look at this guy. Oh, look at you.
You want to work here again?
It's tempting, actually.
Great at drawing in crowds.
Yeah, it's probably just the popcorn.
Could be.
It's good to see you, man.
Have fun, guys.
Bye.
That's amazing.
At home, Jake and Cassie decorate the tree.
Well, this is a lot better than what I would be doing in L.A.
Yeah? What would you be doing?
Well, I'd probably be watching old movies in my pajamas, and then be sulking about being alone, and then I would be spying on my brother Craig and his family via social media.
Is there a reason you wouldn't just come home for the holidays?
Ever since my mother passed away, I have found it very hard to come back here. especially at Christmas time, which I guess makes Craig feel like I don't care. He doesn't understand it, which makes my feelings get hurt, and then I don't understand him, and then we sort of just drift apart, which I guess is how that happens.
You're home now, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's time for a new start?
Yeah, and it's going pretty good.
Good.
All right, should we do the magic three?
Yes.
Remember that?
I do.
Okay.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
The tree's lights flash on.
Never gets old.
It works, it's beautiful. You know, the only thing that's missing is a bunch of presents under the tree.
No, I'm good. I'm very content with what I have.
Okay, I have a confession to make.
You're married.
No.
Okay.
When we were in high school, I made a present for you and I didn't have the courage to give it to you.
Why?
Well, because I asked you to the prom. That took me 2 weeks to muster up the courage for that and you turned me down. So, you know, I could only imagine how the gift would just go... Right?
Okay, so what was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, of course I remember what it was.
And?
No, I'm not gonna tell you.
Jake!
I am not the man I was.
The theater.
I'm not the man I was.
Jake and Cassie alone on stage.
Not the man I was.
He rubs his face.
Okay.
She paces around him.
So, this whole story is about changing your life before it's too late. Now, I know you've had success, but so has Scrooge, right? And it's the other things, the important things, the things that matter to us at Christmas time, that he still has the power to change. And I just see that you are so busy up in here. I need you to get out of your head and into your body.
She puts her palm on his forehead, then his heart. He nods, resting on his knees on stage. She sits and faces him. He rolls his head back with eyes closed.
Spirit! Hear me!
He looks up into the light.
I am not the man I was. I will not be that man that I have been for so many years. Why show me all this if I am past all hope?
Ben records on his phone.
Assure me that I yet may change the shadows that you have shown me. Let the boy live!
Tears fill Cassie's eyes.
I will honor Christmas in my heart and keep it, try to keep it all the year in the past and the present and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me.
His face contorts with emotion.
I will not shut out the lessons that they teach.
He clenches his fists at his chest.
Lessons that they teach.
Cassie smiles. He shakes his head.
Oh, so good.
She wipes away a tear, then kneels and hugs him tightly. In a home, bowls of nuts and plates of sugar cookies sit among candles. Cassie pours wine for Craig, Alice and Jake while Brandon looks on.
Now this is mulled wine. It's a English Christmas tradition.
It smells spicy.
One of the vendors made it in his garage.
Ooh, garage wine. Risky.
Craig sips.
Craig actually tried to make eggnog a couple years ago. Ooh. Didn't go his way. Now try?
Sure, son. Not my old, just
maybe
kidding.
In a few years.
Jake points at Brandon.
I got something for you to try. Hang on. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, Christmas crackers. You got my child explosives?
I did, yeah. Apologies in advance. Although Craig and I, we used to blow those things up every Christmas. Good times, good memories.
Blew the place up.
Speaking of, do you happen to have the stuff that I left at Mom's?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. It's been collecting dust in the shed. Walk this way.
Craig leads Jake out.
It's a good thing. Cheers.
The men sit on the porch with a cardboard box.
Oh.
A baseball trophy.
Dickens League champs. Pee Wee Division. I remember that. Do you remember the summer you taught me how to throw a curveball?
You mean I tried to teach you how to throw a curveball?
No.
You taught me. It didn't curve much.
What did it curve?
That's what big brothers are for.
A cassette tape.
Oh, wow.
Jake turns it over in his hand and balances it on the edge of the box.
I'm sorry. I have been gone. For the past few years. I'm sorry.
Craig nods slightly.
You missed a lot. But I'm sorry too.
Why? Why are you sorry?
You know, when Mom got sick and you were already in LA working, my life here was, trying to keep the restaurant open and taking care of her. It was hard. So when she died and you came home for the funeral, I was angry. And I said a bunch of things I shouldn't have. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, I remember. And I also said a lot of stuff that I regret.
Jake looks down and nods.
That was a rough patch.
Craig inhales and looks around.
You know, the truth is, I like it here. I love Dickens, and I love the restaurant. I'm happy for you.
Jake smiles.
Mom would be proud of you.
Craig throws his arm around Jake.
I'm proud of you.
Jake's face crumples with tears.
And I know that she'd be proud of you. She really would be. She would also be really jealous of you because of the crust, man, of the chicken pot pie, because it was better than hers. Hey, I'm coming home a lot from here on out, so you're going to wish that I would leave, actually.
Love you, man.
The brothers hug. Cassie.
So before we get ready for our dress rehearsal, I just want to say that this has been one of the best weeks of my life. Thanks to all of you. Thank you.
And here's to Cassie for bringing out the best in all of us.
The cast smiles fondly.
Oh, now before I forget, where are they? Here they are. Okay. A little birdie told me that Ray used to get you all a present before the show.
It was me. I'm the bird.
Right, he is. So, I know this is just dress rehearsal, but I wanted to thank you for your patience with me and just for making me feel like part of the family.
Aww, thanks,
Merry Christmas.
Jake.
Jake passes out pocket watches.
Thank you.
And you. Where?
He pulls Cassie aside.
Right.
He pulls out a red box with a flourish.
You didn't have to give me something.
Technically, I didn't. I couldn't believe it, but when I was going through all my stuff at Craig's, I found this. This is the gift that I made you all those years ago that I never gave you.
Her eyes widen. She opens the small box and finds the cassette tape, a mixtape for Cassie.
What? Is this an actual mixtape?
It is. Yeah, it's the collection of all my favorite songs, old songs.
How am I supposed to play it?
I don't know.
She beams.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Cassie, for everything.
And I got something for you, too.
You did?
I did.
She hands him a book and a ribbon.
Here. Oh, man.
An ornate leather-bound copy of A Christmas Carol.
This is awesome.
He opens the cover.
To my all-time favorite, Scrooge. It's all right. It's all true. It all happened. Cassie. Is this a line from the play?
I taught you nothing.
Thank you.
He snaps the book closed and they wrap their arms around each other. She strokes the back of his head. Nighttime, they enter the inn.
This is an amazing gift.
So glad you like it.
I love it. I love it.
Ben.
Jake!
Yes?
Been trying to get hold of you.
Yeah, 60,000 texts later. What's going on?
So don't kill me, but I may have recorded some of your rehearsals.
Why?
Before you get upset, I may have sent some of the best parts to some people who may have sent it to their bosses at the studio making Dunes of Eastland. And the producers are considering you for the role.
The role?
The role.
Jake, that's amazing!
Okay, hold on a second. Why hasn't Denise called me yet?
Oh, I think your agent is still trying to figure out how to take credit for it.
Well, we know who the credit belongs to. It belongs to you.
He points.
And it belongs to you.
There is one thing you have to do first, though.
What?
The producer, Jeff McCary, he has this holiday party every year.
Yeah, okay, so this party in Hollywood, it's like this. It's infamous. You have to be in his inner circle to get invited.
You're invited, Jake.
Are you kidding me?
It's amazing.
He wants to meet you first before he makes his big decision.
Of course he does, absolutely. When is it?
Ben swallows.
Tomorrow night. Christmas Eve.
Jake presses the book to his mouth.
Gosh, darn it. Well, that's a no-brainer. I made a commitment to Cassie, to the play. I'm not going.
Jake, I'm sorry, but you have to play the game here. If you want a shot at this part, you have to be there.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be, so.
Jake, I think you should go.
He smiles incredulously.
Ben, give me just 5 minutes. Yeah? 5 minutes.
Ben nods and leaves.
Talking about?
The whole reason you're here is for this exact career-defining role. And now you have a shot. I'm not going to be the one to stand in the way of your dream part.
Okay, all due respect, I understand that, but what about the play?
She shrugs.
We'll figure it out.
Cassie, you needed this to be a success.
No. What I needed was to remember why I love directing. It's not about success. It's about the whole production. The whole experience with the cast and the crew and watching the whole play come together. Helping you find that inner Scrooge.
Her eyes glisten.
It's the whole thing. And it all made me realize that directing, that is what I am meant to do. And that's not gonna change.
You know what else is not gonna change?
He grins.
You're Scrooge. I'm staying.
She blinks.
Then I'm kicking you off the show.
What are you talking about? You can't do that.
I just did.
She steps toward him firmly.
Jake, you've wanted this for so long.
She cups his face.
And you're ready. You're ready.
About us.
I have to figure out my own future, you know, before I can have one with someone else.
She brushes past him, leaving him blinking by the fireplace. Later, Jake sits with Brandon, Craig, and Alice.
Hey.
He pats the boy on the back.
I'm sorry. That I have to go. I hope you're not too disappointed.
It's okay. Dad said the movie's about Grandma's favorite book.
How did you know what it was?
Cassie, that's when I understood why you had to leave again. And if she didn't make you go, I would have.
When will I see you again, Uncle Jake?
Soon. I promise. I got a lot to come back for. I got you. I got your mom, your dad.
Isn't there another reason, Jake?
Cassie and her mom at home.
I can't believe he's just gonna leave.
Well, he didn't have a choice, Mom.
Why?
Because I kicked him off the show.
Well, I'm not talking about the show, honey. I'm talking about your heart.
Right, well, I also...
If there's one thing the last few weeks have proven to me, it's that you are a fabulous director. And I know you'll figure out how to put on a great play. And I'm
sorry for ever doubting you.
Cassie smiles through tears.
Thank you. That means a lot.
I've also never seen you so happy. Until today, that is.
Cassie looks down briefly.
I understand why you kicked him out of the play. I doubt he would have left if you hadn't. But did you tell him you wanted him to come back?
Cassie shakes her head.
No. Do you?
Yes.
Then he deserves to know.
Mom, I told him it wasn't the right time.
And is that the truth?
No.
You're just scared.
Cassie wipes her cheek.
Plus, the heart doesn't care about timing. It only knows who makes it beat faster.
Cassie and Mom smile and hug, rocking back and forth. Snowflakes fall on the inn. Ben and Jake stand in the entry.
You okay?
Jake hesitates with hands in his pockets.
Ben. I've had my back for a long time. You're the only person I trust. You think I'm doing the right thing?
Do you want me to answer that as your assistant? Or as your friend?
Jake nods slightly.
How about as my manager?
Ben smirks.
Seriously?
Seriously. I mean, I don't know what took me so long.
Yeah.
You've been in that role for years. It's about time you get recognized. And paid for it.
Well, now I am really glad I came with you to Dickens instead of Vegas. Thank you, Jake.
Ben shakes Jake's hand. A taxi pulls up and Jake gathers his bags. Nighttime at the theater. Cassie addresses the cast in their costumes backstage.
Guys, he didn't want to leave. I told him to go.
What? Why?
Because this is a role of a lifetime for him. And we are still going to put on a great show. This is community theater. It's not about any one of us. It's about all of us.
So we're not canceling the show?
Of course not. You guys have worked way too hard for that.
So what are we supposed to do now? We're right back where we were last week.
We're gonna be fine. Trust me.
Are we? Because there's a bunch of new stations coming from Cleveland. All here to see Jake Dorsey. What are they gonna say when they find out he's not even here?
I don't know. But they're gonna see a great performance.
Well, who's gonna play Scrooge?
Cassie smiles.
Me.
She waggles her brows.
I mean, with the right costume, I think we could pull it off. It could be great.
Guys, we're doing this. A show must go on. Get into it. Let's go.
She claps and raises her hands. On the poster for the play, Jake's name is covered with tape and Cassie Pruitt is written in its place. The empty theater fills with an audience of people smiling excitedly. Craig, the mayor, and Cassie's mom settle in their seats. The lights dim. Cassie and the wardrobe lady backstage.
It. Break a leg, everyone. And I'm gonna need a compound fracture.
Are you sure you wanna do this?
Well, I would rather be down here with you, but I don't really have a choice. Okay, I gotta get to the stage.
Okay.
Oh, your headset. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Cassie takes off her headset off her Scrooge hat just as Jake comes bounding in.
What is happening?
Hold lights. Hold lights.
Brandon waves.
Sorry, guys.
What are you doing?
As much as I would actually love to see you play Scrooge, and I really would, I've grown fond of the role. And of you.
He holds her smiling face gently.
I meant it when I said you could count on me.
He leans in close. The wardrobe lady gestures.
All right.
The cast waves.
He's back.
Yeah, we're gonna show him. All right, let me go,
Get ready. Okay.
Jake as Scrooge tosses and turns in a bed on stage. He throws off the covers and sits up on bed, rubbing his ear vigorously with a nasty scowl on his face.
The humbug!
He speaks to a robed spirit.
Speed it. Say that the boy will be spared.
If he be like to die, he had better do it and decrease the surplus population.
And so I release you with a full heart, Ebenezer.
Turn around, you fool. What's wrong with you?
He watches his younger self leave Millie. A ghostly spirit points him to a tombstone with his name. Scrooge awakens in bed, looking around the room with his mouth wide open. He leaps up and clings to a bedpost.
Merry Christmas all! Happy New Year to all the world! Hello!
There, the window. Through which I saw all the wandering spirits. It's all right. It's all true.
He turns to Cassie offstage and they share a smile.
It all happened.
I don't know what to say, Mr. Scrooge. Merry Christmas indeed.
That's all you need to say, Bob. Up, up, boy.
God bless us, everyone.
Scrooge hoists Brandon as Tiny Tim on his shoulder. The lights come on and the cast bows in a row. Craig and Venture among the audience members. Jake steps forward.
Ray Mueller, everybody! This play would not be possible without our amazing and brilliant director. Let's hear it for Cassie Pruitt. Cassie, come on out.
Cassie takes off her headset and joins the cast on stage. A woman hands her flowers.
Thank you. Uncle Jake, say the line.
You want to say it?
Yeah.
Hey, do the right thing.
Or it's the last thing you do.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Cast party.
And a cheers to you.
Craig to Jake and Cassie.
I'm so proud of you.
You guys just nailed it. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Thank you, Craig.
Come here.
The brothers hug.
I love you, buddy.
Oh, I love you too.
Little brother.
Jake to Cassie.
And this one, I'm gonna take Broadway by storm.
A light snow falls outside the theater and lights twinkle on every pole and tree. Cassie stands by the door shifting in the chill. Jake bursts outside and they smile wide at each other.
Hey.
Hi.
You look happy.
I am happy. Yeah, I'm happier than I've been in a really long time.
Me too.
You have no idea how relieved I was to see you standing on that stage.
It's the easiest, best decision of my life.
But you missed the party in LA. Now you're not going to get the role.
Maybe. Maybe not.
He steps closer.
It's Christmas.
His face hovers over her.
And I need to be with the people that I love.
How do you feel about long-distance relationships?
Cassie. Wherever you are, that's where I want to be.
Ooh, good line. Or was it the delivery?
It wasn't a line. And I'm not acting.
He kisses her deeply, placing his hand on her cheek. They stand with lips locked under glowing Christmas carol sign of the theater.